AJ, how you doing today?
I'm good, man.
Excellent. It's great to be speaking with you.
I'm trying not. I'm having a sneezing fit. Just sorry about that. Hey.
Well, AJ, the last time we spoke to you, you were just coming off your debut at the Royal Rumble, and a lot has happened since we talked to you last.
Oh yeah, a lot has happened. I know it's I've only been here almost 2 years, but it feels like I've been here 10 years. You know, so a lot has happened, man, but that's a good thing.
And I know you are coming to Rochester here in Minnesota, coming up on Labor Day. And, you know, you mentioned just being there a little under 2 years. How has it been for you so far? I know there's kind of a learning curve for guys, but, I mean, you've been all over the world. So has it been tough to try to transition in there?
Not really. It was one of those things where it just, like, I just fit right in. I guess just going everywhere, wrestling and everything, and it kind of prepared me. There is a learning curve when it comes to the cameras because there's a lot of stuff going on, and you got to make sure you're at the right one doing the right thing at the right time. So a little bit of a learning curve, I think, but that's what's so great about NXT is that you don't have to worry about that once you come up to it. As far as the things that you don't have to worry about in a ring, it's the things you have to worry about outside the ring when you first come to the WWE. You don't have to worry about that kind of stuff when you go through NXT. You get that kind of training. That's what's so great about it.
Well, yeah.
Which I didn't go through.
Yeah, that's when it comes to the NXT, I know guys like yourself, you just go to right to the main roster, and other guys spend time in NXT. Do you know why that is or how they decide who goes and who doesn't?
I think timing is a big part of it. I know when I came up, made my debut, there were a lot of guys injured. And so I feel like they needed me down there or up there in WWE. So it was just a timing issue. But the same thing with NXT, they have their stars down there, and sometimes they can't afford to move those guys up when they're obviously very ready. So we have to build someone else to be the next guy or girl down in NXT. So it's always a timing issue.
Well, AJ, you won the WWE Championship, less than a year after making your debut there. And I know you've had major success everywhere you've been, but it really must kind of cement in your mind that your hard work has paid off when that happens.
Absolutely. I think more than that, I feel like that when someone puts their championship on me, it means they're putting their trust in me. And that to me means more than anything is that they trust me to get the job done no matter what. And I want that. I mean, if you can't trust somebody, how can you invest in them? So I want to be invested in. I want them to trust me. Therefore, it makes the relationship better between owner and performer.
Well, and so many fans and, wrestling journalists and all that consider you, to be the best wrestler in the world today. I mean, do you pay attention to that sort of thing, or does it kind of put maybe extra pressure on you for, people expecting you to have these 5-star matches all the time?
Well, whether they thought I was the best or the worst, it's not going to change how I perform in the ring. I do what I think is best for the match, not best for me, but best for the match. I want everyone to look good in that ring. And when everybody looks good, their company looks good. And at the end of the day, this is our job. And if we can get more people, at live events and at the shows, well, then everybody makes a little bit more money and we can keep doing what we do because this is what we do for a living, I think it all rolls into one, and one thing helps another. And for me, it starts with two guys in the ring doing the best to make sure that the product looks good.
Definitely. Yeah, it's great that everything is going so well for you. And I know, guys that you've worked with over the years, like Samoa Joe and Bobby Roode, now they're the main guys in the WWE. So that must be, satisfying to be getting the recognition you guys deserve finally on the big stage.
Well, I think that the cream will rise to the top. That's the way it's always been. And those guys could have been on the main roster sooner. But again, that goes back to timing and everything. So it's awesome seeing those guys. Hard work pays off. That's just all there is to it. Those guys have always been great. It was just a matter of time before they made it to the WWE. And the same can be said about me as well. It's like I feel like we were all in the same boat.
Well, I know you have had some great matches with a lot of the big names already, but is there anyone else maybe you're hoping to work with in the near future you haven't gotten a chance to yet?
There's a lot of guys in the future that I hopefully get to work with. I mean, the only problem is there's very few on SmackDown Live that I haven't, which, when it comes to WWE, now you've got Bobby Roode and Shinsuke Nakamura. Those are things that have been in the past. I've never wrestled Shinsuke Nakamura on U.S. soil. So that's intriguing. And Bobby Roode, to be in the ring with him after everything we've been through. And then when you put the Raw roster on there as well, he's like, wow, there's several guys I haven't been in the ring with.
Well, again, you're coming to Rochester here on Labor Day with the SmackDown roster. Do you know who you might be working with on that show?
You know, I'm thinking maybe there may be an open challenge.
Awesome.
So we'll figure it out when we get there. We'll see who steps up.
Yeah, as the U.S. champion, when you have these open challenges and the kind of matches that you have, you're really kind of bringing that title back to the forefront like it was, back in the Harley Race days.
Well, that's what you want, man. I want the United States Champions, United States Champion to be the workhorse of the WWE. I think that's, it represents the United States, and why not, show what we're made of?
Well, I know some of the listeners out there, maybe if they're just casual wrestling fans, they might think you just wrestle, when they see you on TV, but, you guys are always on the road working, even when the cameras aren't there.
Yeah. There's very, very little time at home. But it's worth the sacrifice that, away from home. We have a great time when we do these live events and television, and, WWE takes care of us. And at the same time, we get to meet amazing fans. So it's all fun, man. I have probably the best job in the world.
Awesome. Well, I know a lot of people are stoked to see you finally with the WWE and, doing so well. And of course, the TLC pay-per-view is coming to Minnesota here in a couple months as well. So hopefully we'll see you again there. And I'm sure you'll probably still be the U.S. champ.
Well, I can tell you as far as TLC, since we had it last year, that means that Raw's got it this year. So you don't get to see me for that. But I can tell you that Raw's going to put on a show, no doubt about it.
Well, all the more reason we should get to Rochester then and see AJ Styles here coming up on Labor Day. And again, I'm a huge fan of yours, and I really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Rochester, get ready for WWE Live this Monday night at 7 at Mayo Civic Center.
I'm going to hurt Jinder Mahal. I'm going to hurt Jinder Mahal bad.
The Viper Randy Orton challenges Jinder Mahal for the WWE Championship in a last man standing match.
The day of the Viper has passed.
Then,
Cap, I beat you at SummerSlam. We're done.
AJ Styles defends the U.S. Championship against Kevin Owens.
What happened is Shane McMahon screwed me. That's what happened.
Plus, you'll also see WWE's rock star,
Shinsuke Nakamura.
The New Day, SmackDown Women's Champion, Natalya.
I am wrestling royalty.
And more this Monday night at 7 at Mayo Civic Center. It's the best value in entertainment. Tickets start at just $15. Don't wait. Great seats are still available at the box office and Ticketmaster.
What's up? This is the phenomenal AJ Styles, and you're listening to The Five Count.
Rhyme of strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, they don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They don't want none. No, they don't want none. They looking scared. No, they don't really want none. And I'm a Mack truck. Don't get run over. We some country boys working overtime, boys. Kings of the South, we never had nothing.
promised strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you could be next, you better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck. No, hell won't none. No.